serve us in France.
You and I was a service entry.
But literal thinking is all a slave can do. They think in a literal sense. There's a lot of young people emerging around certain industrialized areas in this country. We brought up just today. There's another branch. Kathy and her daughter were used for sexual. But there's another area there. They're known as CompuKids. I have no earthly idea what the name of the project is. There are hundreds of these mind control projects. Hundreds. There's over 100 genetic mind control projects. And I wouldn't necessarily stand before Congress and raise my right hand and swear that Kathy O'Brien came out of Project Monarch. But I do know that Project Monarch is a project, and it is classified, and I didn't work in it, and I didn't have any way of finding out about it while I was working for the feds. So I talk about it. One of the greatest moments of my life here recently is I saw some t-shirts. Somebody was selling at one of the places I was speaking. It was Project Monarch written on it. But I'll tell you something. I'm an ad man. I'm a marketing guy. And of all the hideous projects that I had to look at briefly and go through each step of how the person is conditioned, Project Monarch was the only one of all of those that fit hers exactly. Kathy didn't come to me and say, I'm a Project Monarch victim. She didn't come to me and she knew what MKUltra was. She knew what mind control was. The only thing she realized early on was that she'd been subjected to drugs and hypnosis and torture. Of course, she wouldn't know about the rest of it. There were incidences where she heard the words mind control. There were plenty of references to slavery. But she was called a Catholic whore, prostitute, and a mind control slave. Or a young woman who likes to listen to Uncle Ronnie's bedtime stories. Now, she's going to tell you some stuff about Uncle Ronnie. On my wall in my office, I've got invitations to cover the walk from the White House, from three presidents, for dinner, inauguration, all that. I've since decorated them, not necessarily through logic, but through my emotions. Because they don't represent to me today what they represented to me when I got it. And Ronald Reagan, one of my former friends in Washington who worked for a law firm there, lobbyist, and I will say also involved in the intelligence community, as many of them are. This young lady told me something that made sense when Kathy started telling me about her victimization by Ronald Reagan. But I think Ronald Reagan, just like my business partner, had enough sense to do anything like this. Although I did know about Ronald Reagan's potential desire and expressed desire to incorporate mind control in California, in the prison system. But she alluded to Uncle Ronnie and his bedtime stories. She alluded to me directly that Uncle Ronnie liked very well-trained girls. Now, these were things that I thought, well, of course, he's from the United States, and if he's a pervert, he can have anything he wants. And I really didn't want to hear about it. Well, many years later, of course, the rest of the story was I got to meet one of them for a while. They had playmates. Matter of fact, I met some others. Kathy O'Brien is the only vocal recovered survivor that's out talking. The rest of them are either too scared and want to have recovered, or they don't know how to work the system to where they can keep talking before they are suicided or before they have an accident. Most of them wind up real dead. I have no magic to protect Kay or myself. I have a tried-and-true formula that worked. It's in the book. I did a variety of things that I thought would ultimately lead to this day, this moment in time. And it did. It worked. But all of that aside, I don't want to sound like some kind of a religious fanatic, but my protection doesn't come from my knowledge, and it certainly doesn't come from anybody within the intelligence community. As a matter of fact, I alienated most of them and only re-affiliated myself with some friends just last Christmas. But my support comes from my Creator, because I truly believe, that as long as I continue to get this information out into the sector, private sector, that, and protect Kathy so she can keep talking, that we're going to be protected. I've watched people get stupid. I've watched people get panicky. I've watched everybody get paranoid. And I've watched them have accidents, suicide, all of it seemingly natural phenomena, with the exception of a few investigators who wanted to keep secrets, who made stupid statements and wind up real dead. Kathy and I lost some friends in all this. We've lost some very valuable associates that were private investigators, people that should have known better than to pick up a telephone and call somebody and say, "I got a man. I got the evidence right here. I'm getting in the plane right now. I'll see you in 2 hours." And the plane falls out of the sky. Or they wind up sitting in a Martinsville, West Virginia bathtub with their ribs sliced so deep that it actually cut through all the tendons and went into the bones, which is almost impossible for someone to do. Because after you cut your wrist, one of them, you can't use that wrist to cut the other one. I mean, some of you know what I'm talking about. If Kathy and I have avoided all this stuff right here, and tonight may be our very last night, but I want to tell you something, folks, we've won. We won a long time ago. I won when I saw that t-shirt. I won when I hear people talking about mind control. And Kathy won when her institutionalized daughter said, "Mom, don't stop. Stop you." And her mother said, "I ain't stopping until I'm warned. It ain't over until I say it's over." With an attitude like that, and with a number of support teams, the cat and I were out there talking before militias were really gaining any strength. Matter of fact, I didn't know. I just knew we were constitutionally allowed to have them. And I thought it was a great idea. But what scared me was some of the same philosophies of those same scientists that are running NASA and running the mind control experiments, the Nazis, who really focus on a one nation, a one-one-one-one-oneness. But Randy Weaver stood up and said he was a white separatist. I thought, well, why not? So am I. And most black people I know are black separatists. Most people from most Chinese I know are Chinese separatists. I'm proud of being a separatist. And it has nothing to do with anything other than I want to have a racial barrier between myself and the other races. I would not, if I have a grown son who married within his rights, and I encouraged him to do that. But I told him if he just couldn't stop himself to not walk away from the opportunity of loving someone, regardless of their color. But I told him that it would be the worst mistake he ever made. Not because I would condemn him forever. It's not important anyway. What's important is what society would do to him. So white separatism, to me, is normalcy. I don't grasp the concept of wanting to become someone who wants to annihilate all the races and just have one race through interbreeding or through systematic annihilation. I think the blacks, from what I've seen as far as what's happening to them, are what's happening to the blacks is going to happen to all of us. What's happened to the Indians happened to the blacks. What happened to the blacks is going to happen to all of us. It's going to happen. I don't see any way to avoid it unless we stop this. The progression through the abolition of certain laws that have been used to contain us that are not constitutional. And it looks like to me it's happening. I've never seen so much positive stuff in my life happen in the last 2 years. I've seen the bad guys on TV getting addressed. I've seen actual mainstream news articles that are actually publishing some truth. Some of you all know who we are through some of the most unusual underground newspapers that I've ever run across. Simply because we didn't have any other avenues of publication. And because these people want to print the truth. And we have found out that these alternative news sources and resources are literally part of that proverbial 5% that lead to 95%. It only takes 3% dedicated population to overthrow anything, whether it's a company or a government or anything else. We're not advocating overthrow. We've got lots of good people in Washington. But the problem is, every one of them are being compromised from the very government that they represent. I'm not talking about being compromised because of blackmail and sex and everything else. I'm talking about being compromised that they can't even have a bill presented without somebody tacking on something that benefits some other interest and destroy the integrity of everything that they work hard for their constituency to present in Congress. Eddie and I, and probably our lives, have been spared because of good, clean congresspersons who knew Kathy was telling the truth, and they hand-delivered letters, big envelopes full of information, testimony, pictures, medical reports, everything you can imagine that would confirm her victimization to other members of Congress, members of the intelligence community, and members of the Defense Department. We wanted everybody to know everything. We didn't want to keep any secrets. I didn't want to hide any evidence. This formula has worked to keep us alive. And working with the doctors and working with the legal and law enforcement professions has served to protect us. But as I said earlier, with all of this as a combination to ensure that our voices could continue to be heard with regards to mind control and mind control atrocities, I truly believe that it is an intervention from God that saved our lives. And I think if we had tried to do anything other than what we're doing, I think that would have been the end of us. But what we're out here talking about and what we're wanting you all to learn about is a secret technology that has been defined and refined in the last 40 years that gives people the right to control us in the capacity of God. These people are playing God. Kathy O'Brien's soul wasn't captured. She never really became one of them. Although she functioned right along beside them her entire life. She never ran from them begging for help. She could not think to. Mind control is absolute. It is absolute control of the body. There are a number of people that are curious about codes, keys, and triggers. Some of us are aware of the Pavlovian studies where the dog salivates when he sees a picture of a steak. That's classical, part of classical conditioning. certain suggestions on a conscious basis will persuade you on a subconscious level to justify taking a cruise or doing something that you really can't afford to do. Or doing something that would be out of the realm of your normal daily activities. But generally speaking, nobody is, I don't believe that picking up and looking at a magazine with pornography, as awful as it is going to make you run out and rape children. I do believe that if you look at enough of that stuff, it's going to condition you to accept that type of abuse and not be enraged. I do believe that if you see enough violence on television, and if you see enough of something, someone being killed that you think is never going to be killed, like President, and you see this person killed over and over and over again, you're being conditioned. The media has played the biggest role in programming us, as a really a broad word, but I believe the media has played the largest role in this country in conditioning two generations to accept violence as a way of life. Not all these kids that are involved in drive-by shootings or other horrible, horrible acts of violence have been victims of child abuse, like Kathy. Not all of them have been plastically conditioned like Kathy and her family was. I think they were conditioned, for the most part, by what they hear in school and what they see on television and what they read in their magazines. Because if it's printed for an adult, a child's going to read it. The amount of literature and TV violence that is out there, I understand that it's in the numbers of hundreds of times a week that a child sees a homicide. Until finally that child is desensitized. You take that same child, and when that child grows up and you put them in the military, they are still desensitized. And they no longer have a conscience as it pertains to violence happening to someone else. That can be changed very quickly. Because Kathy O'Brien had to witness all this stuff, and she was conditioned for years and years and years to take it, it didn't necessarily represent her core. Multiple personality disorder, as you will hear, it's been changed, the name has, to dissociative identity disorder. Actually, I kind of like the new term. I think Kathy likes the old term. A lot of the doctors that I've worked with over the years are, some of them are vehemently opposed to the new term, and some of them are vehemently opposed to the old term. It's irrelevant. Bottom line is, a multiple personality disordered person, or an MPD, is still one person. Just one. But they have separate identities. Sometimes highly functional. They can run computers. They can do entertainment. They can sing. They can dance. They can be hookers. They can be all of these things. They have photographic memories. They're like little tape recorders. They remember everything. All of us in this room, whether we're multiple or not, are capable of this. All of us in this room exhibit some form of multiplicity. We answer the telephone with a different voice than we answer our mates or our parents. We talk to our children differently than we talk to our bosses. Not only on an intellectual level, but in facial expressions, tone, body language, everything's different. MPD is a natural phenomenon. When someone is abused to the point of where they think they're going to die, they develop a personality to deal with that abuse. And they kind of hide away in their mind. They hide. They just go hide. and this personality that they project out there deals with it, and the person stays sane. Most people, practically everybody, they privately tell me, they say, well, how insane was Kathy? Because anybody that's gone through that's got to be totally insane. Well, how do you define insane? I said, well, insane means you're not in control of your own actions. Well, I suppose she was insane. Because others were controlling her actions. They didn't hold a gun to her head and say, I want you to have sex with Joe Doe. They just pointed her in that direction and told her what Joe Doe liked. But Kathy was MPD, literally, before age 5, which is known as polyfragmentation. That's when you've got several personalities that get shattered. They take more abuse, or they have to withstand more abuse than they can stand, and instead of creating an individual personality for each abuse incident, they'll have one personality that seems to just break down, and the pieces of memory go off into all sections of the mind. One of the greatest doctors in the country, Roberta Sachs, presented to her peers in a national conference on dissociative disorder research, and she said that people, she didn't name Kathy, or Kathy be a rich girl right now, but she said people like Kathy could not recover. They're polyfragmentation. Polyfragmented people, or people whose minds were so shattered from abuse, could not recover. Well, needless to say, Kathy's proved them wrong, and there's been several other doctors that have successes similar to what Kathy and I've enjoyed as far as recovering her. And there's a lot of people who recover. And one of the things that has emerged is some of these doctors have found out that some of these people, after they recover, are real bad people. I mean, just really bad people. And some of them are really fine people. But that core, that identity, that was in her all along. And she was a fine person who was getting a whole lot of abuse. She's got a large family. And most of her family, I believe, and this is just an educated guess, not an indictment, an educated guess that all of the members of her family would not recover at the same rate. Not all of the members of her family would be nice people if they were recovered through therapy. That some of them would be genuinely rotten to their core. Well, I've noticed that a lot of physicians around the country are also finding this out to be very true, that some of these people that they're recovering and working so hard to put back together, they find out they're putting back together some people that really shouldn't be on the street. But they're no longer the same. Certainly not judging the same, but they're dangerous. Dangerous to themselves and others. I at one point this spring was going to put together a series of videos. I wanted to get treatment for dissociative identity disorder out of the mainstream mental health profession and put it in the hands of the caregivers, social workers, family members who are not involved in the victimization, loved ones, because I found out that you could put somebody back together, that anybody in this room with adequate instruction could act in the capacity of a professional mental health giver and put people back together. It's not that complicated. It's tedious, but if you love somebody, we'll do anything. Put them back together. There's nobody in this room, regardless of how squeamish they are, if they knew they could perform a delicate brain surgery operation and it was the only thing that they could do to save their loved one, they'd do it. Regardless. I mean, you'll do anything. There's everybody in this room, I hope, is here because they want to save their country. I hope that everyone in this room understands that Kathy and I are just presenting what we consider a tool of this alleged New World Order government. I don't even want to use the word alleged. There's no question in my mind. I've listened, and I've got the videotape of George Bush talking about New World Order. I've got a videotape, and I understand the words because it was translated to me, with Adolf Hitler talking about New World Order. I think Adolf Hitler was a Sunday school teacher compared to George Bush. And I've talked to historians around the world who researched George Bush, and it almost looks supernatural. I don't see how one man can get into that much trouble. I don't see how one person can be that evil. And now this Gulf War syndrome is emerging, all this bacteriological warfare stuff, that's pretty hideous stuff. That'll send the population out real fast. And it seems to all go right back to George Bush Associates. I don't know how one man could be involved with so much evil. Even because I know some people are pure evil, and they couldn't even think of that much stuff to get into. I've heard various theories on it. I'm not going to apply supernatural to it, not until I see it. But I will say this, that what I know about George Bush's activities, this is a man that has created a problem or a number of problems that all seem to feed back into the same arena of total control of the world. I don't know that he's even considered himself to be the, quote, one world order global leader. I don't think that's the way these people think. And they certainly don't think in terms of one or two generations. We've been able to determine these people operate 100-year cycles. They start making plans like the Egyptians did on the pyramids. I mean, it took hundreds of years to build those pyramids. And they didn't know they were going to bury in the thing, but when they started building it. And I don't think the one world elitists knew who they were going to install as the head of their one world order when they began talking about it. Years ago, and putting things in place that would ultimately lead in that direction. I don't think they really care who the leader is. I don't think that's what's important to them. It's important to me. It's also important to me to think that there could be a one world government with one person ultimately controlling it and have it be any kind of a democracy. I don't trust my fellow man. I don't trust anybody on the face of the earth to get in total control over all peoples. Especially myself. If I could just trust me, then there must be lots of people out there that would be candidates for this job. But I cannot even trust me. Because if you recall that discussion that we had about one of the top few of these folks in Ant Hill, I'm afraid I did that. And then all of a sudden I'd be on the same level with some of them. I don't want to do that again. I just don't want to fall in that trap. I don't even want to have to have those thoughts. All I want to do is see that you folks, whether you want to embrace the idea that mind control is being used as a tool of the New World Order, and it gives you some idea of why these children are missing and disappearing, and what's going on. Katie saw children that were killed. She saw adults that were taken off the streets, street people. They were used in ritualized sacrifice. They were butchered and consumed in some cases. Cannibalism, I believe, as history has shown us, is the last thing that happens before society collapses. That's encouraging, because it's been going on, and cannibalism and witchcraft and all the black arts, as they're called, usually emerge about every 1,000 years, some 1,000-year cycle, and towards the end of each millennia, this stuff has historically come up, and there are lots and lots and lots of valid psychological reasons. But to me, as a human being, I cannot imagine what these people gained from this experience. except control. Because everybody that's witnessing this hideous ritual is just like all of us that can remember when John Kennedy was shot over and over and over and over and over again. It plays it over and again in our minds until we want to dissociate and block it out. That type of dissociation or memory blocking is what opens us up for programming. It's the conditioning that must be put in place so that we will accept things that we would not normally accept as true. Some of the renditions of the news that Kathy and I see pertain to certain cases around the country that we're aware of from the inside have shown us that the people are accepting really stupid stuff. These folks aren't even bothering to have to cover up hard anymore. They're not even really making any great big efforts to manipulate them. They even let people like Kathy and I got to get out here and talk. Because they don't believe that we can do anything about it. I think probably the Montana militia is recognized as a huge threat to the bad guys. And I'm looking at some of the newspapers that the Gannett Corporation, my family came out of the Gannett Corporation, a CIA newspaper, USA Today, part of it. I'm seeing what they're doing as far as the picture they're painting of Montana militia. The dissension that they will try to create within the ranks the rank and file of all the militias and keeps communications broken down between them and keeping arguments and all kinds of problems going. These are not just normal things. Some of these things are being stimulated by the most powerful manufacturer of propaganda and lies in the world. They're talking about budget cutting. What budget cutting? Have you all heard that the CIA's having to take? Y'all aware that the numbers of persons working for the intelligence community are now 100 times greater than they were just 15 years ago? And we don't even have an enemy on the face of this planet. Now, gee, why would we be paying all that money to watch ourselves?
We are the enemy.
You got it. The problems that we're all facing today is a type of information overload. If you all had been a bunch of doctors, I'd have been up here talking just briefly about mind control and giving some background on it, and then we'd gotten into the treatment modality and just begun an inside track discussion on that. Most physicians, with the exceptions of the ones that are practicing in military and government intelligence hospitals, teaching hospitals like Johns Hopkins, accept the reality of mind control because the documentation that is filtered out of the government printing office on the research that was done is out available for each and every one of you. We've got a library that contains probably about 1,200 entries of books and abstracts and reports on mind control. About a third of those are taxpayer funded. And they're government documents that have been declassified at great expense to those analysts that declassify these things. God bless them. I don't think there's one of us in here that believes that all people involved in the intelligence community or government are bad. Any more than I don't think there's one of us in here that believes there's no such thing as aliens. But I do hear from time to time that we need to get all those rascals out. I want these rascals identified, the ones that are involved in eroding our Constitution and raping and plundering our society and loosing some top secret mind manipulation on our populace. I'd like these folks identified, and I would like to have them neutralized from society, but I also want to know what they know because they definitely have a formula for us recovering our society. In other words, I'm not looking for a witch hunt. I don't think it's any secret. To give an example, I became very concerned that a particular U.S. senator seemed to be aligning himself with Randy Weaver in the hearings. And Kathy and I both watched a little bit of that last night after being airplane weary. And Kathy's going, "Oh my God, all of the patriots are going to love this creep." I said, "No, they won't." I said, "That's what he wants to think they're going to do." I said, I just can't believe the patriots and the constitutionalists and the doers of our country are going to fall into that trap. So I started asking some people today what they thought. People that should know. And they said, no, the patriots know this guy's a bad guy. There's some questions that anybody's mind. Everybody knows this guy's a bad guy. And I'm speaking of Arlen Specter. Arlen Specter's got a slave that I was going to rescue. Kathy was used in pornography production with this beautiful young woman. This woman was deliberately bred and has produced 4 or 5 kids that are in the project. You have multi-generations of mind control slaves now, not just Kathy, not first generation. She's the first generation that I know of organized government mind control. She represents the first. But I understand, I interviewed a fellow just here recently who's a relatively famous author who's dedicated about a half of an 800-page book to Kathy and I. His name's Walter Bowen. Walter Bowen, John Marks, Manchurian Candidate and stuff, and some other well-known folks got together with a fellow who was in his 70s in a hospital who was dying, and they had found out, without going into a lot of detail, because I really don't remember, but this fellow, it turns out, was indeed the original Manchurian Candidate. He was the first effort by our country to program someone to use an espionage. This guy was 77 years old. So that gives you an idea of the edge. Now the reason we found out about it is because some people with the Defense Department scared this fellow's neurosurgeon, passed dead. And the doctor panicked and got in touch with other doctors, and all of a sudden he began to put together some things, some statements that this man was making him find out. Sure enough, that this fellow had been involved in covert operations in the late 30s and early 40s. Through a lot of man hours, a lot of dedication, we found out this fellow was indeed, through declassified documentation, the original Manchurian Candidate. Well, I really do like to find out where the beginning of any story is. And I like to think I can imagine what the beginning's going to be. But that'll give you some idea of how long this stuff's been around. If you think that the serial killings and all this other stuff are just strictly due to the influx of drugs, you're sadly mistaken. A lot of it's multi-generational child abuse. Some of it is organized child abuse. At one point in time, there were a number of daycare centers across this country that seemed to be nothing more than satanic hells for little children. And the stories seemed to be popping up everywhere. Well, did you notice that all of a sudden daycare centers stopped having satanic rituals? At least the media's not reporting. Did you all of a sudden recognize that daycare centers all cleaned up just real quick because a few of them got popped and a few people went to prison? The horror of all this is that many of those daycare centers were organized centers with traumatic abuse to children who were not classically conditioned at home. They were not being abused by their parents or siblings at home. That, my friend, was a test. I believe it was a test. And I think some members of this project, whatever the name of it is, I have not a clue, learned very quickly that some people could, little people, children, could remember and could recall what actually happened to them. And they could report to parents and to other people who could stop it. So I believe this type of systematic abuse is stopped. But let me give you one little chilling fact, and I'm going to turn this over to Kathy O'Brien. And I'm anxious to answer any questions after we take a little break. Or if you would prefer, I can answer a few after we take the break, and before Kathy speaks, and then you can ask Kathy her questions after she finishes. If you think of any more that might coincide, I'll be happy to interject. Otherwise, I don't want to play silent. But the one thing I'm going to close with is, guess what Kathy O'Brien's sister got? She runs a daycare center. Guess what her father got? He is the Little League coach. These people are all involved in these children's activity. That doesn't mean an indictment of Little League or Boy Scouts or any of the daycare centers. But it certainly is a good reflection with all the information that we've released and the hundreds of thousands of law enforcement at every level. I don't think there's, even in this town, I'll bet you somebody within law enforcement knows who we are. But her sister still has a daycare center. Her father's still in the kiddie business. Nothing's changed. Except, I'm sure he's more careful. What we want to do tonight is to inform each and every one of you that there are things that we need to know about that are going on right beside us. Remember, I kept a secret about mind control 17 years because